Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Rebecca Masood, your host today for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. This is a show for and about visionary women entrepreneurs who are here to speak their true message, shine their light in business, and amplify their income and their impact for the benefit of all. And today, I have a very special guest and leading lady that I'm so delighted to introduce, and her name is José Brisebois. Welcome, José.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be on your show.
So I want to share a little bit about José with our listeners. And so José Brisebois, which I just love saying her name, French-Canadian, and she is a personal fashion stylist for high-achieving women in the spotlight. Her passion is to guide women to unleash their wow factor and skyrocket their confidence with a polished and sophisticated branded image, and all so that they can attract the perfect business opportunities, new high-end clients, speaking gigs, book deals, you name it. And José has an incredible background. She's been working in fashion for most of her life and brings her experience as a Hollywood actress, TV host, news anchor, and marketing and brand manager. And today we're going to be talking about 4 personal style secrets to create soul-aligned success. I'm so excited because José is going to share her insider tips on simple upgrades you can make to your wardrobe to create that polished professional look. So welcome, José. And I just would love just to have you dive right in and share with our listeners just a little bit about how you got started as a personal fashion stylist, because I know that this has been with you since you were a little girl.
Yeah, it started so young for me. Like, I want to say, like, as young as 6 years old. So what happened is I was I had a very, very low self-esteem and confidence as a kid. Like, you know, my sisters called me chubby, and I just, you know, it was just hard for me as a kid. And then I started elementary school, and my mom liked to dress us in all the nice kind of brands. Like, at the time it was Polo, Ralph Lauren, and Lacoste were big at that time. And so we were dressed, my twin sister and I, in those clothes. And when I started school, like, all of the kids treated us like, you know, the queen bees. Like, they were all in admiration. And for me, it was a revelation because I felt so yucky inside. But yet I had all this recognition. And, you know, I was like, I was it in the school. And it taught me at that very young age the importance and power that clothes have. So not only in the way that other people perceive you, but how it made me feel in return. And so as young as 6 years old, I've used fashion literally. I was putting, like, you know, thought and care into how I was dressing in the morning. I've used it throughout my entire life to accomplish so many things that I don't think I could have done if it wasn't for the way I felt about how I was showing up. Because, you know, dressing up was really helping me with my confidence, but it's not like a total, like, Band-Aid. You know what I mean? Like, you have to do the inner work, but it's just helped me. It helped propel me, really. And so because I went through this experience later on in life, you know, as a young person, you try to find yourself, what you want to do, la, la, la. I worked, as you said, as a marketing and branding manager. And when I got into styling, I really wanted to make it more than just my love and passion for fashion. And I've come to really find what my niche is, and that's what kind of like fuels me and makes me like fulfill me, is working with women entrepreneurs and speakers and professional women to help them to help them feel more confident. Because at the end of the day, that's what it did for me, and that's what I want to support other women to be. It's just exude this confidence and gain the confidence back from any bully they've encountered in their life. So that's kind of like what my mission is.
I love that. And that, you know, hearing about you, in a way, you were bullied as a little kid.
And, in a way, yeah.
And, you know, taunted and, you know, can't, just like the thought of hearing, you know, someone calling you chubby as a little girl, it's like that just breaks my heart. I mean, I so appreciate just a couple of things I wanted to highlight is this. There is it's the outer and the inner working together, and that we can't really do one without the other. So the outer helps us feel good, and we need to do the inner work, which then it flows out to the outer and helps us. So I just think both of them together is really makes a difference as far as our confidence and the image that we're here to really portray.
I think it's the winning formula for success.
Great. Well, let's share some of those winning insider secrets on dressing for success. And I'm positioning in such a way that they're like simple upgrades. I want to just really make it easy for our listeners to understand how they can make some simple upgrades to their wardrobe today, and that will can immediately elevate their look and really present that polished professional image to create success. So share with us, start us off. We have four that you're going to share today. So
yep.
Start us off with our first secret.
So the first secret I want to talk about is all about the kind of fabrics that you decide to wear. And what we're talking about here is, of course, like any time that you're out and about representing yourself and your business or when you speak on stage. So what I see, especially here in Southern California, is people don't dress enough, don't dress up enough. They don't grasp the importance of showing up in a way that makes you look like the expert that you are, and how impactful the way they dress is. And so I see women wearing fabrics that are too casual. So the first thing I would tell my clients to do is like look at the type of fabric that you wear. So that means what I talk the most about is those little like cardigan knits, like cotton knits, or, you know, that just instead of like a more structured blazer. That's one of my pet peeves. Or there's this material. It came about like it's the most recent fabrics we've seen. It's called the rayon, and you see a lot of dresses made of that. They're more like casual looking. And so I would say to avoid rayon. And when I talk about like those kinds of fabrics, I'm talking about like if you shop in those like middle of the road stores, like, you know, Banana Republic and those kind of stores. The other thing about the fabrics is the quality. My other pet peeve is what I call the Macy's polyester dress. So I find that, you know, you can look put together in that kind of dress, and, you know, especially some nice color on you and everything. But if your goal is to look really like a successful expert in your field, you have to really look at the quality of the fabric that you're wearing. And wearing a 100% polyester dress that's in the price range that they sell at Macy's is not going to make you look like a successful expert. So you have to look at more natural fibers like cotton and silk or wool. And, or, you know, like you cannot get away from polyester, but if you're going to go with 100% polyester, you have to like go with a little bit more expensive. So that the there's different qualities of polyester, and so if you pay more, it's going to look better.
Yeah, so let's just recap. So so the cotton cardigans, you're saying, like, we see that a lot. Yeah. We're out networking. We see women, because we're talking mostly for women here. So it's the little cotton cardigans over the dresses. And they're, I would say, you know, maybe they're more appropriate for, I don't know, Sunday brunch or something else. Is that, but a professional setting, a networking environment, you're saying it just doesn't hold up the right image, and something more structured gives you a more, so what I notice, and I, you know, I've been so, you know, you can totally bust me. I mean, I can remember wearing the little cotton cardigans, and this is prior to knowing you. And
I don't remember even seeing you wearing a cardigan.
I had a couple, and I can even remember, you know, a woman coming up to me after an event, and she's someone that I knew pretty well, and she was like, you know what, that just does not, she was just being really honest. She was just like telling me, that just doesn't look good.
Wow. She must have been a really good friend.
Yeah. She was being bold that day, and I took it off and I went, you're right. This really does not look good. And then the quality of fabrics, and it's weird. We don't, I know a lot of us, and I just put myself, I didn't really think of it until I met you about the quality of fabrics. And what I also have learned from you is that you want to look high end and buy the high quality fabrics, but you don't have to spend a ton of money on it. And you're the queen of consignment shopping, and that's a big thing that I've learned from you as well. So it doesn't have to be extremely expensive. You can look high end and not break the bank.
Yep.
So go ahead and let's keep going to secret number two.
Secret number two is wearing the right silhouette for your body type. It's very, very difficult to look polished if you're not wearing the kind of silhouette that flatters your body. It's one of the biggest mistakes that that women make, too, not wearing the right silhouette.
Can you give us an example, Jose?
So, for example, if you're the type that is made like a triangle, so your shoulders are broader than your hips, and you wear like a spaghetti strap, well, the width of your shoulders is going to like be in full view. Like it's just going to accentuate how wide your shoulders are, when what you really want to do is you always want to balance your silhouette. So for this kind of body type, you want to wear like real, like wide straps, and then try to like make the hips a little wider.
So maybe like a little off the shoulder or like cap sleeves type thing that help accentuate or offset the, if you have more of a triangle shape.
Exactly.
Okay. Great. Mm. So what else about the body shape? I know that you, I was reading one of your testimonials on your website, and a woman was sharing about how in working with you, you really helped her just totally love her body and the shape and love her curves just the way that she is. And I think that's a big thing, because I know you're not about like trying to look, you know, it's like being real women here and just being totally in love and accepting, you know, your body as it is, and then dressing to flatter that shape and whatever it is.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. I was just showing her how, because that client you're talking about is a plus size client, and I was just teaching her like to see all of the beautiful assets that she had. Like, she had such a nice curvy figure with like a really nice waist. And I was just teaching her how to like really embrace her figures and how beautiful she looked. And we went shopping, and I put her in an actual bodycon dress, and she felt like wonderful. Like, wow. Like, I don't think she had shopped for a bodycon dress like in years and years and years. So yeah, it's really like embracing your figure and flattering them is going to help you accept your body so much. It's, I'm sorry, I keep having this in my throat. It's really about focusing on your assets. What is it that you love about your body? And let's show them off. Like I'm talking about, you know, that figure, the triangle figure. Most of the time, that kind of body shape, they have like the most beautiful legs you've ever seen. And so what you want to do is like show the legs off. Like, they're just gorgeous. So focus on your assets and what you love, and then let's balance everything else out so that when you look in the mirror, like, well, I look pretty darn good. And so that's why, like, it helps women gain confidence from the outside in. Like, they just start seeing themselves in a bit of a different light.
Yeah, like, I know for me, I would what is called a inverted triangle, like a slight inverted triangle. Mm-hmm. And so A-line dresses looked really good on me. I mean, I can wear some, you know, shapely, you know, leaning toward bodycon, but I think the more A-line skirts and dresses and things like that make, you know, look so much better on me than, you know, than.
Yeah, and you can wear the strapless style, which is so lucky. You look amazing in strapless. Yeah.
I can wear strapless. Yes, exactly. So great. So yes, body shape, dressing to flatter your body type. I think that is, you know, a very, a simple, you know, upgrade that you can make, and really making sure that what you're wearing and what's in your closet flatters you. And so, and showing off, I think what you're saying about accentuating the things that are your assets. And so I love
that. Show it off. Show off what looks amazing about you. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. So let's go on to secret number three.
Secret number three is all about wearing the right colors for you. So there's a lot of color specialists, and all of them will tell you, you probably should not wear black. Like, it just doesn't look good on most people. I don't do that just because I love fashion so much, and black is such a big part of fashion. I will tell the clients that, you know, black doesn't look good on, to try
like
and,
me.
You know, right, not really wear it on a regular basis or next to their face. But wearing the right colors can really make a big difference in, first of all, how people see you and the kind of like wow factor that you can give out with your garment. Because when you wear a color that looks amazing on you, like, it really makes you stand out. And we were like, wow. For you, your color is cream, because you have the most amazing and unique hair color. Like, for the listeners who don't know, Rebecca has this beautiful, like, it's a mix of cream and gold. It's like the most beautiful hair color. And so, of course, we had to capitalize on this, like, amazing, unique asset of hers and put her in colors of this, you know, clothes in the same color family just so that we can flaunt that hair color. And so, you know, that you were talking about the coat you were wearing, how many compliments you're getting.
Yes, that happened just right before all the holiday time. I was out doing some holiday shopping with my family, and I wore this beautiful cream coat that Jose helped me pick out. And I just, every store I would walk into, I would get at least two compliments and someone saying, "Oh my God, that looks amazing on you. Wow, what a coat. That's gorgeous." And I've made that cream color as a big part of my brand as well. So that cream, white, ivory color becomes, and the gold is a big part of my business brand.
Yeah, to where if I was wearing this coat, I'm sure I would get a compliment here and there because it's a good-looking coat, but not nearly as much as you would get because it's not my color. Just that would not look that great on me. So knowing what your colors are is really important to stand out and make an impact.
Yeah, and I had last time I did my show, I had Arden Reese on, who is incredible about helping you really pinpoint what your best colors are that come from your soul and really show up that aligned place.
She's a true specialist, yeah.
So tell our listeners how they can reach you in case they want to get in touch with you after our show, which I would highly encourage everyone to be in contact with Jose. How can they reach you?
So I have a website. It's called wecanstyle.com. And they can contact me there. I even have a little gift on my website. And I can talk a little bit about it later, but it's to help people find what their personal brand style is to get them on this discovery journey.
Oh, great. So you have, I think it's a quiz on your website.
Yep.
So people can discover what your personal brand style is.
Yep.
So I highly recommend, that's a great entree into Jose's work, is to first really discover what your personal brand style is. And that would be a great way for you to get to know Jose and be part of her community of women in the spotlight. Great. So, and if you didn't catch those details, we'll definitely put those in the show notes. And you can get in touch with Jose. And so let's do our final secret. Share with us. What is that? Secret number four.
Well, so talking about the personal brand style quiz, the last secret is about that. It is, I would say, crucial for women speakers and entrepreneurs and professionals to really determine, clarify what your personal brand is. Because we all have websites and business cards and, you know, our marketing that represents our business that is branded. It's just as important, if not more, especially if you do, like, you know, videos, speaking, if you meet clients one-on-one, it's just as important, if not more, to represent your business so that when we see you, like, first of all, we see, like, a really, like, polished expert that must be really good at what they do, if they look that good, you know, and to kind of, like, get an idea of what you're all about. It's all kind of like goes in a subconscious way. Like if you look a certain way, you know, like there's like you, Rebecca, for example, Rebecca is a very romantic style. So, you know, we get that Rebecca is all about like probably like self-love and, you know, that kind of like vibe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where if you have someone that looks
so,
kind of
so
like
talking
edgy.
About, right, you're talking archetypes here. So like my archetype is romantic. I have
mm-hmm.
a romantic essence or flavor to, even though I'm a speaker coach and, but it's like there are plenty of other speaker coaches out there. And it's this is the essence that I bring. And so like my logo is the shape of a heart. And I just bring in the clothes that I wear, you know, I tend to wear ruffles and polka dots and things that have a more romantic flair.
Yeah,
so it's not
exactly.
necessarily like,
so we,
oh, I'm being romantic with my clients.
No.
It's more of the essence of that. And,
right, exactly.
You know, something that's really important to me, like I highly value being close to my clients. And having that really personal bond with my clients, with my community, and that's how I portray in my dress and then in my actions in my business. So I know you were
and
talking
I find
about
that you,
the edgy. Go ahead.
Yeah, but additionally, I find that you make sure your clients like are doing what they do that's in resonance with their heart's desires.
Exactly. That's the other piece
so,
as well.
So unconsciously, when people see you, like they see you have this flair about you. So another example is like, so if you see someone edgy, you're going to say, oh, this woman is like, she goes with her own, at her own rhythm. Like it's, you know, if I work with her, it's all going to be about, like, who cares what other people think. I'm going to do it my own way, and that works for a lot of people.
More of like a rebel archetype.
Exactly. And then there's for an example, I have another client. Her archetype is more like the adventurer, and she's all about teaching her clients how to be, like, you know, successful financially and so that they can gain more freedom with their time. And so her style is more like she likes to wear like the animal prints or tribal kind of look. And so when people see her, like it all goes subconsciously, oh, well, this woman is kind of like has a little wild side and she feels like very free. And so having a strong personal brand sends lots of messages that are conscious and unconscious. And so it's really important to clarify what that is, especially, you know, if you're on stage or on social media or speaking to clients where there's not that much time to really, like, make an impact and talk about yourself, it just makes all the difference in the world.
Share with us, because I know we're wrapping up here, and I want to hear just a quick story of one of your clients you've helped, kind of like a little bit of a before and after, like what you noticed and what happened for them.
Yeah, so, well, for that, the one, the adventurer, like, the after was, my gosh, like, she couldn't believe it. She's like, I'm pinching myself every day. Like, I can't believe, like the impact it has on how other people perceive me. The kind of people I attract are much higher level people. She had like a business meeting with a billionaire who complimented her on how she was dressed, and he decided to do business with her on that first meeting, which would probably not happen if she was dressed less, I want to say, high end, less like polished. So for her, it was a tremendous, tremendous transformation. And then, you know, I have another client who had a very hard time figuring out what she wanted to do with her style. And we worked on it, and she's like, she can't believe it either. Now she owns her own events, and she's like, people tell me I look like a rock star, and my events are a huge success. Like, it's really, you know, so fulfilling to see what an impact it has on them and how much it impacts their confidence and their success. So that's what I just love hearing those stories.
Yeah, well, I definitely can testify as well that it's, you know, the work that we've done in the last couple of years has made a huge difference in how I look and feel on stage and with new branding photos. And yeah, so it's just, you know, thank you. It's been such a huge gift to me and so much fun. So for me, I love everything clothes and fashion and style. And so I've learned so much from you, and it just has made a tremendous difference and noticeable difference. So thank you.
It's so my honor. Thank you.
Well, I have one last question for you.
Okay.
You ready? I'm going to give you three words. Pick the word that you resonate the most with right now and share with us why in a sentence or two. The three words are savvy, soulful, successful.
Although I love the three of them, I'll go with successful, because at the end of the day, this is what I do. I support women to be more successful and more confident. With success comes more confidence. And this is what I live for, like, just make women so confident that they're unstoppable and, you know, let's go change the world.
I love that. Yes. I know just a quick example for you, that you got asked to be a speaker at this big women's networking event. And a lot of it was, I mean, you have a lot of, you know, charisma and great content and what you say, but it was more about how you project your image and what you're wearing is what got you that big speaking gig. So
yeah, they told
me,
like, you show up like so great on a consistent basis, we want you to teach other women what you know. It's like awesome. Yeah, it can give you, like, it can open doors beyond you know, beyond wildest dreams. It really can do that.
Well, I could just keep talking to you forever, Jose, and we will do that on another day. But that is our show for today. And I just want to say thank you so much to Jose Brisebois. Thank you for being our fabulous leading lady guest today. And a special thank you to all of our listeners, both here in the U.S. and all around the world. We are going to be back again for another Women Lead radio show, Mondays at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. And it has been my joy to be your host today. I want to thank you for joining me for Savvy, Soulful, and Successful. And I'll leave you with these parting words from the late, great poet Mary Oliver. You, too, have come into this world to do this. You, too, have come into this world to do this, to go easy, to be filled with light, and to shine. I'm Rebecca Masood. Have a fabulous week.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.